You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
This is BFM Breakfast Club. Thanks to Auckland and also thanks to New Zealand On Air Music for helping us make these live performances possible. And this morning, to begin off with our first band, we are lucky enough to welcome Four Winds. They're an Irish traditional music band, and they're going to be playing at the Auckland Folk Festival this weekend. You can get tickets for the Auckland Folk Festival from aucklandfolkfestival.co.nz. I'm just going to ask them to start off with a song, and then we'll have a little chat. So, yeah, listen in and enjoy this amazing music. Thank you. You were just listening to Four Winds, Irish traditional music band. Absolutely amazing stuff. Really made me want to get up and dance, and I'm no dancer. So thank you so much to all of you for joining us. I just thought it would be really nice if we could go around and you can introduce yourself and also just introduce the instrument that you're playing, because they're quite foreign to us. And I think it would be quite nice for the listeners to kind of hear, yeah, just the different sounds that make this one whole sound. So, yeah, we can go around and you can just say a little hello and what you're playing.
How's it going there, everybody? What's the story? My name is Derry and I'm from Dublin in Ireland, and I play the Irish Greek bouzouki.
And what is the Irish Greek bouzouki?
It's the Greek bouzouki taken by an Irish man and made into an Irish Greek bouzouki. It's kind of like a mandolin. If you look at it, it's a bigger, longer necked version of a mandolin, kind of, is the best way to explain. It has 8 strings, 2 courses of 4. It used to have a bowl back on it when it was in Greece, and then it came over to Ireland and was a flat back was put on it because we drink too many pints of Guinness over there. So, you know. And that's what it is.
And how did you get into playing the bouzouki?
I got into playing the bouzouki because I found one in college one day and I said, that looks easy, and it's not.
No.
But anyway, I kept at it, and eventually I learned 3 or 4 chords on it, and here I am. I'm also the singer, which is very important to say.
Awesome.
Because it's just a gorgeous instrument. I think it just suits Irish music really, really well, you know?
It's beautiful.
It's a very folky kind of an instrument. So, yeah, there you
cool.
go.
Thank you.
I said, thank you. Thank you.
Morning, everybody. Hope you're all wide and awake and loving the morning time, like us here in studio. My name's Caroline Keane, and I play concertina in the band Four Winds. And the concertina, how to describe it, it's a little bit like a cross between an accordion and a harmonica.
Wow.
Inside a little box. It's that hexagonal looking reed instrument. It's steel reed. It's a little bit more toppy than an accordion. An accordion has a rounder kind of a sound than a concertina.
Do you want to play some for us? It's a beautiful little instrument.
It is, and it's really handy for flying.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd love to say that I was thinking intelligently about the prospects of having a career in music when I picked it, but I didn't. My mum had one, and she said, sure, try that out. And that was about 20 years ago, and more than 20 years ago now, actually. And I'm still playing it.
And this is the same one?
No, it's a different one.
Cool.
Definitely a different one. So,
thank you.
Hello. I'm Tom Delaney, and I play the Illan pipes, which kind of are a version of the bagpipes and look a bit like a robotic octopus-like contraption.
You have to use so much of your body, I was noticing, to just play.
Absolutely, yeah. As opposed to the bagpipes, which you use with you blow by mouth, these actually use a bellows under my right elbow, which I use to pump the air into the bag, which is under my left arm.
Wow.
And then I play the melody with my two hands on what we call the chanter, which is the common kind of melody pipe. And along with that, you have the what we call the drones, which is this kind of very common sound that surrounds the melody of most bagpipes around the world. Mm. But what makes the Illan pipes very particular is a set of keys that are on top of the drones that I use with my wrist on some particular tunes to accompany myself. So I might give you just a quick... So the melody is there. Then you have the drones. So there you go. I'll put you onto the fourth wind.
Fourth wind. Hi, my name is Robbie Welch, and I play percussion, Irish percussion, in the band. So Baron is the name of this instrument.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is actually a family. It's part of the family of frame drums. And frame drums are played all over the world, but this is the Irish version of it. And what makes it the Irish version of it basically is the way it's hit and held. Originally, they used to have a big crossbar in the back of the drum. But that's the instrument just has changed drastically since that, you know. So typically, they used to use goat skins on the drum. This one here is a kangaroo.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's cool. So it's a kangaroo. It's a kangaroo baron made in America by a guy from the Netherlands. Really random. Yeah. So it's a cool. It's a cool instrument. So
and I'll how give did you get into playing it?
I had an uncle that used to play years and years ago, and he was touring the world, basically like what I'm doing now, and was never around to give me lessons, but I really liked the instrument, so I ended up going for lessons when I was a young lad then. Used to get a lesson maybe twice a year off him, and then picked it up properly then, you know, and got really into it. So,
brilliant.
Yeah, it's good. I'll give you a little listen to it. So basically, I'm hitting it on one side of the stick, and then to change the sound, I'm putting my hand on the inside of the drum to put pressure in different areas of it.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
Wow. Hey, well, I would love you guys to play a couple more songs for us because I'm just enjoying it so much. And it'd be nice to just hear what else you guys can do.
Yeah, so, we're going to sing a song for you now. This is a song from an album which we recorded a couple of years ago. And it's a song called Farewell to the Gold. It was written by a guy called Paul Metzers. And it goes like this anyway.
Thank you.
Actually about New Zealand, Williams and me.
you.
Do things?
Yeah. Okay, well, we're going to do a set of reels now. These are Irish dance tunes, and it's the selection of tunes that we again recorded on the album, and it's a set that we call the Flags of Dublin because we've got two band members from Dublin. And we'd also like to say a big thank you very much to BFM for having us, and to everyone at the Auckland Folk Festival for inviting us over. We're really looking forward to the weekend. Big thank you to Culture Ireland for sponsoring our trip abroad. We were after spending a month in Australia, and we're carrying with a bit of New Zealand. And if anyone enjoyed the music, feel free to check out our website, fourwindsirishmusic.com, and check us out on Facebook. And by all means, come down to the Auckland Folk Festival for a bit of crack. So thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Forwards, for coming in, playing amazing stuff. I'm totally gonna go and listen to some more Irish traditional folk music because you've taken my heart. They're going to be playing at the Auckland Folk Festival this weekend. You can get tickets from aucklandfolkfestival.co.nz. If you've got all this energy and you just need to release it, then go get yourself a ticket and have a really good time. And yeah, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.